Welcome to Masechet Shabbos, Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 8, Mishnah 1. The Mishnah continues giving minimum amounts that one would be liable, one would be chayev, if they took them from Rishus to Rishus, from one property to another, from one jurisdiction to another. Says the Mishnah, Hamotzi Yain, if a person carries out wine, Kedei Mezigas Akos, the amount needed to pour a cup for Birkas Hamazon, which we know the shear, the regular amount for Kiddush and for other, other types of mitzvos, is called a revius, a quarter of a lug. Now actually, in those days, wine was so strong that they would put three parts water and one part wine. So in actuality, really, a person only needs to have a quarter of a revius of a lug. So a very small amount, approximately an ounce. Chalav, if a person carries out milk, kidei gemia, the amount that a normal person would swallow in one shot. It's a little bit less than a revius. Divash, honey, kedelitin alakase, the amount that one would put on a sore of a horse or a donkey that got some kind of saddle sore, that's how much they would put on, which is not very much. Shemen, oil, kedelasuch everkatan, in order to smear a small, tiny little limb of a baby, so even the tiniest little toe of a baby, that would be chayef, so it's very little. Mayim, water, kedelashuf behemes akilar, in order to mix properly keeler with some type of eye ointment that they would put. So even though normally water people take out to drink, however, people also use it for refuah, for therapeutic purposes, and even a tiny drop of water enough for this type of eye drops, one would be liable. Ushakol amashkin, and all other types of beverages, barevius. Those have to be a revius of a lug, approximately a little less than 4 ounces. V'chalashovchin, water that's not fit to be drunk, it's, water that's putrid. Baravius, it would have to be a ravius that was used for all kinds of things, like making cement, etc. Rabbi Shimon says, kulam. Everything that's discussed in this Mishnah, baravius. The amount is a ravius. V'lo amru kalash yurin halalo. And all these different amounts that it says, the amount for an eye ointment, etc., etc. El lamatzi name. That's only for individuals who are specifically taking out the water, they're specifically taking out the honey so they could smear a wound, so they can make some type of eye ointment or eye drops. However, a regular person, unless they're taking it for that specific purpose, they're only going to be chayiv, they're only going to be liable if it's a revius, which is approximately 4 ounces and no less. So the machlokas Rav Shimon and the Chachamim is, do we say that you're going to be liable even as long as that's something that somebody would do, even if you're not doing it? Or do you actually have to be doing that minimal amount in order to be liable? But if not, we just go by the norm, which is usually revius. That's the disagreement in this Mishnah. Wishing you a beautiful day and an amazing upcoming week.